We're going to continue praying tonight, but I just want to point us back to some scripture here for a moment as we get ready to pray some more this evening. You know, some exciting things lately we've been discovering as we're talking about reaching people is we've discovered we've got people in Asian countries that are watching us, in Europe that are watching us. And you know, it's not something that people just necessarily go and search, but they stumble upon us oftentimes. And what a testimony. And one of the things I want to say tonight as we're doing this is that we'll never know how far we're going to reach tonight. Can I tell you, prayer is the limit to how far we're going to reach. Every sermon, every video, you know, who knows how long we'll be in this pandemic? It's hard to say. But one thing I know that is for sure is that we haven't reached less people than we did before the pandemic. We're reaching more people than we did ever before. And that's not a pat on our back. That's because God is just taking the gospel. It's happening with churches all over the world. It's an amazing thing that God is just taking gospels. I mean, it's an amazing thing when churches are online, so much so on Sunday, that we're breaking YouTube and Facebook. That's a miracle, because the gospel is going forward greater than ever before. But we have to be a people of prayer. So much so, a people that are praying, that are calling upon the Lord, that are trusting God, that are walking hand in hand with him as we pray. And I wanted to read to you tonight from Daniel. Famous chapter of Daniel in the lion's den. You know the story of, there was a decree put out that Daniel, that ultimately was trying to find a complaint against Daniel. And I love what the Bible records about Daniel. It says in Daniel chapter 6 that then this Daniel became distinguished above all the other high officials and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. And then the high officials and the satraps sought to find a ground for complaint against Daniel with regard to the kingdom, but they couldn't find anything to bring against him. So they came up with an agreement to the king. And they said, all the high officials of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the counselors, they agreed that the king should establish an ordinance and enforce an injunction that whoever makes petition to any god or man for 30 days except to you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. And now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it cannot be changed according to the law. And so therefore the Bible says that the king, he signed the decree. And ultimately what the decree should have said was, we want to stop Daniel. We're jealous of him. We're envious of him, his success, how God is blessing him. We want to stop him. That's what the decree should have said. But then the Bible says this about Daniel, and this is what I want you to hear tonight. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, it says that when Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went into his house where he had his windows in his upper chamber open toward Jerusalem. And he got down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he had done previously. And then these men, they came by agreement and found Daniel making petition and plea before his God. And then you know the story, that ultimately that was with the grounds they found to toss Daniel in a lion's den where God would rescue him. But I want you to notice something here, that what Daniel did was when a petition came out to stop Daniel from praying, when a petition came that looked like that it should have been a cause for Daniel to be a little bit quieter, maybe he should have closed his windows when he prayed. When all that happened and came against him, notice what Daniel did. He just kept doing what he had always been doing. He was faithful at the throne of God. He was faithful to come before God and keep petitioning. And I love the fact that he didn't close his windows. He just left them wide open and kept praying, kept calling upon the name of the Lord. He got down on his knees. And as a matter of fact, when they came to arrest him, they caught him in the act of praying and making a petition and plea before his God. You know, in the middle of this pandemic, it's often as we're home, and sometimes our lifestyles have changed because of this. This is a great reminder for us to not stop what we've been doing, praying, calling upon God, but instead do like Daniel and lean into that which we know works. Lean into what God has called us to do even more so. Don't hold back. Don't say, God, I'm just going to take a break from a while, but even more so, lean into the presence of God and call upon His name. I thought about this evening, this afternoon, as I walked through my apartment, and I saw my wife had worship music on and the balcony door was open. It reminded me of this, of Daniel. And I thought, you know, this should be really spiritually how we are, that we're praying out just like a speaker out our windows into our cities, into our town. I love that Daniel didn't stop his prayer life from affecting his city, that the Bible says that his prayer life, the windows were open toward Jerusalem. Reminded me of another time when Jesus looked over Jerusalem and oh, how he said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I've longed to gather you like a hen gathers its chicks, but you wouldn't let me. A prayer over Jerusalem many times. And tonight, what a great reminder and encouragement to us to keep be faithful in prayer. Keep going before the throne of God. Keep trusting God. Keep leaning in and hearing His voice. I was reminded of the many people throughout the Bible who took upon them the self of intercession. Abraham interceding for Lot, praying, God, if there's only 50, will you save them? God, if there's only 40, will you save them? God, if there's only 5, will you save them? Was reminded of Hezekiah when he took the request, when everything was coming up against him, armies were surrounding him, he took his request and the prayer, the letters, and he laid them before God and began to intercede. I was reminded of Esther, when Esther was caught in a bad situation and she found out the plot against the Jews, she called 3 days of fasting and prayer for all the nation that God would spare their lives. I was reminded of another, of Ezekiel, God who called him to stand in the gap, to be a watchman on the wall. All of these people who were given a ministry of intercession, they were caught in a trial, they were caught in a tribulation. But instead of stopping, instead of quitting, instead of giving up, you know what they did? They took up their petition before God. And they turned their eyes to God and they said, God, have mercy upon us. God, spare us. God, deliver us. God, give us victory in this. Tonight, I want to encourage you to remember the power of intercession, the power of interceding for our city, our state, our nation, and our world. You know, this pandemic, it could be lifted by an interceding church. It could be turned away by a church that would say, God, we just want to see a miracle in the land. And you know what? The Bible says that God has, if we ask, that He will come, that He will respond. Call upon me and I will answer you. I want to ask you tonight, would you join me in a season of intercession? Who knows how long this pandemic will go on, but would you join me in days of interceding for our city, our state, our nation? I've been praying for the many people in our city here that are they're just losing jobs, they're affected. God, just come and intervene in their life. Somehow, some way, just come and show yourself strong. I was reminded as I made that prayer, and there's this just always this enemy in your ear who thinks, what is that prayer going to do? You don't even know who you're praying for. I was reminded of the stories I've studied many times and heard stories over and over again, how in the Middle East, God is bringing so many Muslims to Him through dreams and visions. And I thought for a moment, God, if You can do that in the Middle East, then surely a church down the road, the gospel can get to that person some way, somehow, by our prayers, if we'll intercede, if we'll pray. You know what intercession says about us? When we intercede, when we pray for our city, our state, our nation, intercession says that we believe in a God that is able. And we believe in a God that is able so much so that we do like Proverbs, the righteous are as bold as a lion, and we walk up to the throne of God and we say, God, don't you see my family, my friends, my city, they're suffering. Won't you work on their behalf? Standing in the gap, getting before You, God and Your people, and standing and saying, Lord, do something. Move and work on behalf of this place. Intercede. Ephesians reminds us, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. Romans 8 teaches us that the Spirit helps us pray according to the will of God. I want to ask you tonight as you pray, as you go before God and intercede, ask the Lord, Lord, how should I pray tonight? Because I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to pray for this city. I could pray, God, lift the pandemic, but maybe there's more, something more specifically God wants to do. And pray, God, help me pray according to the will of God. Lord, what do I pray tonight? How do I pray for this place? I don't know what to say. And you know what happens? The Bible, it's like this Holy Spirit just comes and he starts bringing things to our mind. We begin to intercede. Some of us pray in the Spirit, calling upon the Lord. We need that. We need fresh power to enter our lives. We need the anointing that came upon the church in Acts chapter 2 that began to lift up their voices and the wonders of God began to flow out of their mouth. We need that type of prayer. Prayer that presses through strongholds. Prayer that overcomes boundaries and walls and breaks through. That's the type of prayer we need tonight. But that kind of prayer happens when we pray according to the will of God by the Spirit. So help, join me tonight. We're going to intercede. We're going to pray. Would you join me in asking God, Lord, help me pray. Help me pray. I want to leave you with this, then we're going to pray. I was reminded of the story of the guy, the paralytic, in the Bible, that he couldn't get to Jesus inside of a house. And so I love what the Bible says about him. The Bible says that they tore the roof open, and they lowered the paralytic in through the roof into the presence of Jesus. Imagine yourself if you're Jesus here for a moment. Imagine you're standing in that house. Maybe you're a bystander in that house. And all of a sudden you look up and these guys are breaking in through the roof. And here comes somebody being lowered down right in front of you. Don't you think that catches the attention of God? Don't you think that caught the attention of Jesus? Surely it did, because the Bible says then that Jesus looked to that man. According to your faith, be it so, and healed him right there. May we have that type of intercession tonight, where we lift up our friends, we lift up those that are fighting in this season, we just bring them into the presence of Jesus, so much so that they land right before God and he has no choice but to act and move on their behalf.